Hey magicians, this is just going to be a little bonus episode, just, you know, me coming talking to you. I have been feeling such a strong energy of forgiveness, and I've been called to just share my story. You guys, I was just talking about on this morning's actual upload how I posted on my blog, and then we talked about, you know, forgiving parents this morning. I'm just really feeling like a heavy energy of forgiveness. And I'm really feeling like you guys are trying to, and it's not so easy. It's not so easy, and that's why I've been called to share so much, because I just have so much energy, y'all. And I was just at home. I dropped Layla off at school, and I'm like, what? I'm just antsy, and it's all of this energy that you guys are feeling because you're kind of anxious. You have a little bit of fear around you, but you have a lot of fight, a lot of will, a lot of might, a lot of determination to get through this. Like, you are really ready to let go. You're so ready to let go. You're so ready to be free, and you're trying so hard, but it seems like something always pulls you back. But I'm here to push you forward. I'm here to push you forward. I want you to keep going forward, because you are doing an amazing job. I am here for you. I'm here to let you know that you are not alone, even if you feel like you are. I'm here because I feel you. You called me here to be in this moment with you. And I vow to be there every time that you call. Every time, I'm going to make my best effort to be there and show up, because you're never alone. Where you are, I've been there. I am there. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. I want to put that representation out there so much that I am not perfect. Because right now, our tribe is small. But one day our tribe is going to be really, really, really big. And I want everyone in our tribe to know that I'm not perfect. And I never want to portray that image in any way. I'm never going to call myself perfect, and I'm never going to allow anyone else to, because I'm not that, and I don't want to be that, because I'm not, and I'm okay with that. Perfect means that's it. That's it. That's all that you can be, because you are perfect that way. But that's not my life. I'm meant to change. I'm meant to grow. I'm meant to keep moving, and being perfect. Being perfect, trying to be perfect, is going to keep me in the same space. It's going to keep me stagnant, and it's going to keep me stuck, and I can't do that. I've been that way for so long in my life. I've been living for everyone except for me. I've been doing everything in my life because of others, in service of others, but to my own detriment. That's a part of my purpose. I'm put here to give. That's always been my soul's purpose. That's always been my heart. But you guys see, from my blog post yesterday, there was a lot that happened to me. And I didn't know how to properly process it back then. So I never did. I carried, basically, like 23 and a half years of shit with me. I've been carrying it with me, and it's been who I am. But that's not who I was on a deeper level. I put her away so that I could become what others made me to be, what they molded me to be. What they told me I should be, what they told me I should say, what I should sound like, what I should talk like, what I should dress like. It was just others, 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 and no me. I had to forgive myself for that. I had to forgive myself for being that version of myself. But I also thank myself for being her, because I say this all the time, in every phase that I've been in, I had to be that person to be who I am talking to you right now. I'm forever changing. I'm forever shifting. I I probably shift 24 times in a day, every hour. Like, who knows? I'm just constantly moving. And it doesn't have to be like major, humongous moves. It could be like micro, the smallest, milla, if that's the smallest, whatever. It doesn't have to be big, but I know that I'm constantly moving. Because that's what my soul desires. I had to forgive myself for all of those phases. I had to forgive myself. I went back to them and I sat with them and I was just like, I understand why you were that version of yourself in that moment. I remember how you were feeling, and now that I have the knowledge and the wisdom that I have, I now understand why you were there, what you saw in that situation or with that person. A lot of you guys are working on forgiving a person. It was a lover, someone who broke your heart. I had that person. I had one of those. I've had a lot of the experiences that you guys have, so I want you to know you're not alone. I'm not perfect. I don't want to be. I'm thankful for my experiences. It's hard when you're going through that situation, but I'm telling y'all, before I even awakened to my true self back then, it hurt like shit, but I would still be like, it's gonna get better, you know, I'm thankful for this because it's never gonna be able to hurt me again. If I feel it once and it hurt like shit, you know, if it happens again, it's not going to hurt as much because it's already happened before. That's what you have to take away from things. Like, it's not going to hurt as much the next time if it happens. And you'll be able to better deal with it if you face it. But back then, I knew I should do that, but I couldn't. I couldn't let go of this person because I understand the feeling of wanting to belong, wanting to fit, you know, wanting to have someone that loves you and sees you for who you are. And I wasn't seeing our situation with crystal clear glasses. I had, you know, rose-colored glasses. Because deep down, I knew that I should not have been there. But I stayed because being with someone was better than being alone, even if that someone was bad for me. And we were bad for each other. I've had the crazy times. Like, y'all, I keyed his car, but I actually used a knife. So maybe I, like, knifed his car. I tried to set it on fire. And I tried to set him on fire. Like, I poured lighter fluid and everything. And y'all, I swear, out of nowhere, it started raining. There was no rain in sight. There was not a single cloud, like nothing. But out of nowhere, like, it started raining when I, like, tried to flick the lighter. And I told him, I was like, something saved you, but looking back, no, something saved me because I was about to ruin my life. I was about to ruin my life because of an emotion. Because of an emotion. I was so out of touch with myself and my emotions that I was about to ruin my life for someone else over some shit that does not matter now. Like, when you don't have control over your emotions, when you don't have that checks and balance, shit goes left real quick. Nothing saved him in that moment. Something saved me. Because I was about to ruin my life. And even after that moment, y'all, we still didn't go our separate ways. I understand the bond. I understand every emotion that you're feeling, whether you're feeling like this person sees you, although they don't. You'd rather be here than be alone. They're gonna get bitter. you have a really big heart just like me. So you always see the best in people, even when they don't see it in yourself. And that keeps you, it keeps you there sometimes. But that's not good, because he's not good for you. She's not good for you. But I know all the emotions, all the love and the passion, the rage, the thrill, the excitement. Like, I know all of what that situation brings to you. But I also know the pain, the tears, the sadness, the anxiety, the depression, the worry. Like, I know it all. I know both sides of it. But now I can see above it, and I see that it was just two hurt, broken people just feeding off one another's darkness, feeding off one another's anxiety and worry. That is an energy. It was an energy between us, and we were just feeding off one another, just negativity, toxicity. Until we had no choice but to separate. We had no choice. The universe is going to make you do things even if you don't want to do them. If they're in your highest good. If you are refusing to leave a situation, or if you are refusing to see it for what it is, the universe, God, source, whatever, they're going to make you see it for what it is. They're going to make sure you see it for what it is. And so I had no choice. I had no choice but to move on from that. And the shit was hard. It was hard. It was hard. I was so sad. Just faking it till I make it through life, through every interaction, just trying to hold it together like I'm strong and everything's good. But deep down inside, I was fucking hurting. I was dying. I was pregnant, so I was already emotional, y'all. It was hard. And so I understand your calls and your cries right now. And I want you to know that I'm here. I'm here for whoever you're forgiving. If you're forgiving a person, if you're forgiving your parents, if you're forgiving yourself, I'm here. I'm here because I've had to do it all. I've had to do it all. I've had to do a lot of forgiving. I had to forgive people who weren't even sorry. Yes. Yes. Now that had me angry. That phase had me angry because I'm like, what the fuck? They get to screw me over, and then I still have to be the bigger person. I have to send them love when what they gave to me was pure destruction. I was pissed. But when I got through it, when I gave it more time, when I kept pressing upon in that journey, in that phase, in that season, when I made it to the other side, I'm like, oh, this feels so much better. Oh, it feels so much better to send them love than using my energy to hate them, to resent them. Because one, that's a lot of damn energy. That is a lot of energy wasted. And energy is beautiful. It's precious, and you should cultivate it. I'm using so much of my energy to hate them when I could use that energy to create something beautiful from it. The greatest form of creativity is made, discovered, and just expressed through your passion, through your emotions, through your feelings. If you put your heart into anything, it's gonna be major. It's already major because you made it with pure passion, with experience, with love, with joy, with pain, with everything that you were feeling during that moment that inspired you to get to create what you're creating. You're gonna put all of those feelings and emotions into that creation, and it's gonna be so fucking real and raw. Like, people are going to feel you. People are going to feel you. I was watching Hindsight, if you guys are familiar with him. I love him so much, and if you guys are not, definitely check him out. He has amazing content. He's such an inspiration. Like, he inspired me a lot upon my journey, and he doesn't even know me, but energetically we are connected, and when I needed a boost, I could just channel his energy. I could just call him in and, you know, borrow a little bit of his confidence, borrow a little bit of his strength. He was a huge inspiration for me. And I was watching his video on YouTube one day, and he said that he feels like it's better to be felt than seen. Like, he'd rather to be felt than to be seen. He doesn't even know what he did for me in that moment, because all my life I was so worried about, you know, how the way people saw me, you know, what they saw when they looked at me, or just how they saw me as a person. I was so focused on the physical that I didn't even know the vibe that I gave off. Like, and because I was always so worried about how people saw me, I probably gave off this like weird ass anxious type of energy, because I was just focused on people, how people saw me, instead of how people felt me. And when people really feel you, when they can feel you, they see you. They feel how genuine and true and authentic you are. So they're able to see you for the caring, kind, gentle, patient, loving person that you are. They see you for what you are, how the way that you make them feel. And I carry that with me. And now I just like to focus on the way that I feel and the way that I make others feel. And if I can send love to someone that has hurt me and feel this fucking good, I'm gonna do it every day. I'm gonna send them so much love, because you understand. I'm telling you, you understand. When you just forgive yourself and forgive everybody, you're able to forgive because you understand, like, you were hurt. And I was hurt. I was hurt. And so we were just reflecting and bouncing hurt off of each other, because neither of us knew how to heal that hurt. We didn't know ourselves. But if you've ended up here right now, it's because you know yourself, or you're trying to get to know yourself. You want to know yourself. Knowing yourself comes with forgiving everything, every person, every situation, anything that has ever hurt you, harmed you, made you feel unsafe, made you feel unsure, just anything. You have to forgive it all, forgive them all, because when you do, you set yourself free. Ooh, I want so badly for other people to experience what I experience on a day-to-day basis. I still worry, okay? I still have my worries. Like I said, I'm not perfect. Don't ever want to be. But I'm able to check those worries, okay? I have a really good check and balance with my emotions and my energy. When you get a, if you tune into my tarot readings on YouTube or any tarot readings at all, you may, or even just running into any type of content talking about your energy. You may come to disagree sometimes because, like, they may say, like, the energy is beautiful. Things are coming your way. You know, blessings are on the way to you. It's just that your energy is beautiful. But you kind of reject it because you're like, no. I'm stressed the fuck out. I'm worried. I got this, that, and the third. That's an emotion. That's an emotion. You are allowing your emotion to overpower your energy when your energy controls your emotions. If you allow it to. If you allow it to. Energy is so powerful. And if we can just tune in and listen and trust the energy of the situation versus the emotion of the moment, it helps us so much. Trust this energy that you're in. Trust it. It's scary right now. But that is just an emotion. Fear is the energy, and that's not what's around you. You're not in an energy of fear. You're in an energy of forgiveness. Yes, you're scared, but sit with that emotion. Sit with it. Ask it why it's there. Whatever makes you comfortable, whatever makes you feel free. Whatever, if you like to sit down and have a cup of tea, have a cup of coffee, take a bath, light a blunt, like whatever you want to do, have a little drink, whatever you want to do, sit back, relax, just enjoy the moment, be in the moment, because you're in an energy of forgiveness. You don't have to worry. You don't have to stress. Sit with that energy of being scared. Sit with it. Enjoy that moment with it. Because it's like, what's up? Why are you here? What do you need from me to go away? Because you're not the energy. You're just the emotion. And then something may come to you like, oh, you know what? I've always had a fear of good things happening to me because they always come to an end. And so that may be why that emotion is coming up, because fear is trying to sneak back in. But if you catch that emotion of being scared, figure out why it's there, you can handle it off the bat so it doesn't even go that far. Fear doesn't get the opportunity to creep up because now it's slowing you down. It's stopping those blessings from coming in, exactly what it wanted to do, because now you have to completely shift your energy again when you've already shifted it. But now you have to shift it back because you allowed that emotion to grow and become a part of your energy. Y'all, we are just, spirit is here. We are just talking. I just looked down at the time. I'm like, dang, this is just a little bonus episode, I guess. Because I'm feeling you guys so strongly. You got this, man. You got this. I feel like I'm just sitting down talking to you. I feel like we just face to face. You got this. You've been putting in so much work. You've been so focused. You've been so dedicated to you. You got this. I'm telling you, you got this. Major shifts are happening right now. And like I was saying, you may not be able to see them. They may seem like that. They're fucking huge. That's what I'm ultimately getting at. Like, you can't feel them right now, but they're fucking major. And it's all, everything that you want is about to pour down onto you. Whether you have been praying for physical abundance or spiritual abundance, mental, emotional abundance, like, or all of it, or just one of those, like, whatever you have been praying and manifesting into your life, it's on its way to you. Trust this energy that you're feeling Don't let the emotion scare you, because when that emotion gets the opportunity to, like, you know, grow and become something more, it will. Then it's going to affect your energy, and then you got to go back to where you just came from. No, stop setting yourself back. Trust this energy that you're in. Forgive yourself. Forgive those people. Forgive them, because you're not alone. You're not alone. And I feel like you are really just in the forgiveness stage. You have done so much work, and it's just a little scary to really be facing things like this head on. But I'm here for you. I'm doing this for you, with you, because of you, all of that. I'm here with you. I'm telling you my story. I'm telling you, you're not the only one that has had to face those scary, scary, hard things. I did too, and I know how it was, especially if you have to do it alone. And like I said, we're never alone energetically, but like physically, there's no one around you. It's like you live alone, you're alone, you know? You're not dating anyone. You don't have any really close friends. Or even if you do, it's not people that will really understand as deeply as you need them to. It's just like you physically are alone. And so that's hard sometimes. But know that energetically, you're never alone. Just tap in, and I'm telling you, you can call upon anyone. You can call me to you. You can call just the love of our entire tribe. You can call whatever you need to you, to get you through this time, because you're gonna get through. You're gonna make it to the other side. This is meant for you. This is meant for you. It hasn't been easy for you thus far. You had to overcome a lot. But the greatest successes comes from struggle, I'm telling you. Because when you get to where you want to go, that is only the beginning. That is only the beginning. It's like what you have as your long term is only the beginning, honestly, because you're going to get there so quickly, and then you're going to be like, damn, okay, next phase. You're just going to grow and evolve more and more as you keep going. Because you've done all of this beautiful, hard, deep work, your life is about to be a lot more beautiful and colorful and vibrant. You've painted the sun back into your world when it's been dark for so long. You deserve this, and I'm here for you. Don't ever give up because you don't feel like anything's happening or no one sees your growth. You know, everybody needs everybody needs compliments. I was not going for compliments, but I lost it. Compliments, you know, everybody likes to be told every now and then that they're doing a good job. You don't live off of that, but that just keeps you motivated. Everybody likes some good motivation every now and then. And that may be lacking for you, but I'm here, okay? It may be lacking for you in your actual life, but you can always know that I am here, and I am always rooting for you. I am always proud of you. I think I was saying this on my YouTube channel, maybe. I'm always thinking about you guys, and I don't want to say that in a creepy way, but I'm always thinking about you. I always send you guys love. I send you guys light. I send you guys strength. I pray for you. I manifest a beautiful and abundant life for you. I think about ways that I can share my life with you in a very, like, intimate and close way, so that you know that you're not alone. Like, I think about you guys all the time. You mean so much to me, and I'm so grateful to have an amazing tribe like you guys. I'm so thankful to have a community where I'm able to just sit down like this and express myself and talk and be open and be vulnerable and not be afraid of being judged. I'm so thankful to have this community. And I wanted to create it. I wanted to exist for you, for us, for all of us to know that you are never alone. Exactly what you're feeling, someone else here has felt it too. It may even be the situation, the exact situation that you're going through. Someone else here has gone through it too. But we are not victims to those phases. We are warriors. We are conquerors. We understand why we had to be that so that we could be this. I'm always here, and I'm always sending you guys love, because I never want you to get to the point of just, I know how it feels to hit rock bottom. It's deep, but the best thing about that, like they say, is you're already down, so you can only go up, and I'm here to help you up. And when you're up, I'm still not leaving. I'm going to walk beside you. And we're going to do everything together. We're going to face everything together. You're going to know that you're never alone, no matter your physical. I am literally always thinking about you. I'm always sending you love, sending you light, sending you clarity. Whatever you need, that is exactly what I send to you. And I want you to know that you are safe. You're safe here. You are protected. You are guided. And even if you don't, you know, take it as far as angels and guides and things like that, if that's not how you look at things, it's just, I ask my divine team to watch over you, to cover you. Each and every one of you, because each and every one of you are a part of me. We are reflections of one another. And I couldn't ask for a better reflection. You are so loved, okay? You are so loved. And I really hope you believe that. And there is nothing that you cannot get through. There is nothing that you cannot overcome. This stage, this season is hard, but I'm telling you, when you get through this season right here, those blessings are on the other side. Lately, it's been season after season after season. Well, for a while. May have been years where it's been season after season after season after season after season. But the surprise with this season, after this season, is all of those blessings, prayers, manifestations, all of that pouring down upon you because you did not give up. You forgave yourself. Sorry, y'all. Throat a little dry. You forgave yourself. You forgave everyone, everything. You forgave it all. That is how those blessings are going to pour upon you. And I see them pouring upon you, which means you get through this season. You will get through this season. You will get through this. Don't give up. You are almost there. I love you so much, magician, and you got this. You are creating exactly what you want for yourself. You're gonna get through this season, and when you do, you're entering a season of celebration in which you deserve. I'm sending you so much love and so much strength, and I'll talk to you guys next time.